Such a great joy today to be with you, this wonderful place. I said, wonderful place it is because this is a place where we worship our God. Amen. And I am glad that the Lord gave me the opportunity to be with you this morning. Appreciate Pastor Gordon, his wife, that the Lord put me in connection with for the last over 30 years now. From the time I met you here, don't ask me where, it was somewhere around here. And he's been stuck with me ever since. He tried to get rid of me different time, but he just can't do it. And no need to tell you that I am happy to be among you this morning. And appreciate Brother Ed, his friend, that brought me here this morning, because it would be hard for me to walk from Everett to here. So it is good to see some new people here. I haven't met before. Appreciate our God today. And we're glad we got to a place where we know Him. We know Him for ourselves. And we not only know Him, but we are serving Him. We become His servant. Thing was really occupying my mind sometimes. It's because one time I was not serving God. I didn't know God. I was born and raised in the other area where I was serving other gods, those who, there would be no comparison to the God we are serving today. And unfortunately, I was serving those gods with my parents. But I'm glad today I was delivered. I was converted. And I changed God from worse to good. From, you know, destruction to blessing. Because we are serving a blessed God today. Yes. Well, I used to serve a God who was out to destroy. You know, the God I was serving, he was reaching out to kill. But we are serving a God today. He's alive. And He's a life giver. Yes. So today we're not dead. We're alive. He allows us to be alive to serve Him, to praise Him, to worship Him. And I'm glad I was a part of this morning. So I appreciate God, and thank you, Brother Gordon, supporting Haiti for all of those long years. You've been coming back and forth, you and your wife, and sometimes other people from your church. I appreciate that very much, because help you give to us, allow us to go farther with the gospel in Haiti. Dollars that you send to us enable us to do more for the kingdom's sake. So I am standing before you this morning to let you know how much, you know, how grateful we are, how blessed we are to be able to meet people like you, that God give vision to help other people in the other part of the world. So I'm glad Haiti is a part of the world that God has his hands on. God has his hands over Haiti. He's leading Haiti. He's blessing Haiti. I'm not here to give you any bad report this morning. I know there is some bad reports, but there is some good reports also, because God is moving. So I appreciate my God this morning. He allowed me to be alive physically. I should be dead. Over 2 years ago, I was right in the midst of the earthquake we had. And I should be dead because of what happened over there that day. And the Lord was with us. He performed miracles for us. Usually when I was in Dominican Republic, most of the time when I go, I would drive to go there. But that time, it was two of us, we went, we rode the bus. We rode the bus to go there. I was there for 1 week and preaching in the church. And we were on our way back that day. So when we got to the bus station in town, and when I get off the bus, my transportation was not there. So I look around and the driver was not there. So I pick up the phone and I call. I ask him where he was. He said, well, I was at the bus station, but the bus was late. And I am on my way. I'm going to do something. I'll be right back to get you. I said, no, you turn around and come get us. He said, I'm not too far. Not too far from where I was supposed to go. I said, no, you come back and get us. So he came back. In the matter of 10 or 12 minutes, the earthquake took place. The building I was under collapsed and killed everybody. No need to tell you, it is God allowed me to be able to stand before you. And to me, that happened is because I was willing, I was sensitive to the Spirit of God who told me to tell the guy, come back and get us. Because if he had to go to where he wanted to be and come back, the earthquake would take place, I would be dead today. But God allowed me to be alive. And I appreciate my God this morning. This is a part of my testimony. And to let you know that we all serving a great God, a God who can perform miracles still. Because some people say miracle used to be, you know, for the people in the early days. But God is still performing miracles. At one of our church in Port-au-Prince, Delmas Church, when this earthquake took place, we should have, you know, many people killed. But it happened that day. Don't tell me God is not leading his people. That day, the pastor of the church decided to send almost half of the church to visit another church, to worship with another church. So the area where the choir used to sit, the band used to sit, of course the church has about two or three choirs. I'm talking about 60, 75 people in each choir. And all of those people went to that church. So the crowd was reduced. When this earthquake took place, the back part of the church, as you saw it, collapsed and crushed all the seats where those people used to sit. And nobody get killed. I mean, you talk about 700 people, you know, was there that evening. But nobody get killed because God was there. This is a great testimony to me. We should, you know, register at least 200 people killed that day or more. But none was killed. So we serving a God that knows how to take care of his own. To protect his own, to bless his own people. So that's encouraging me today to serve, to continue to serve my God. And I can tell you different things that happened to my life personally. And God always with me and delivered me. So I appreciate my God today. I am sorry, I'm kind of selfish when I say my God. It seems like I take it off. You know, nobody else's God, but it is my God. Amen. And I am serving him today. You know, I'm glad he called me to serve him. And appreciate you, Pastor Gordon, you know, take time to come to Haiti. I know you're busy here, but you take time. Come and help us. The Lord blessing the work. And it's altogether different today from where we started, you know, years ago. It was seven of us. After many days of prayer, we prayed for about over a month together. We prayed during the day sometime and the evening. We all come together for about a month. We prayed. At the end of the little of a month, we decide to go to different area. Each one of us speak one area. And we went. I'm talking about something was happening in 1967. And from that one step we made, today we have about close to 500,000 people, if it's not more, serving God in Haiti. From that one decision we made, the Lord bless the word. And God keep increasing, you know, people to our congregations in different area where we went. You know, God opened doors for us to contact people, to meet, you know, different people and able to establish church. You know, sometimes we think we're going to do certain things and God changed it to be something different. So today we're not only blessing Haiti, but our ministry reaching out to other countries such as Dominican Republic. We have four churches now in Dominican Republic. Of course, you went one time. You need to go back. Have you? You still haven't been in Dominican yet. I'm telling you, you missed something. Yeah, you better come quick. Come soon. We have to go there. So the Lord is blessing our ministry. We reach all the island, like St. Martin. We have church in Guadeloupe. And we have church in Curaçao. I remember one time I was in over there and I called you. And we have open door there. We start a church because God is blessing us tremendously. And I appreciate my God today. I am serving him. And I want to serve him, you know, do the best I can to please him in my life. And see many come to know him, to serve him. So I was glad to have Brother Gordon last March with us, was it? And he was a blessing to us. You know, we were able to go to few places. You didn't stay long enough. You know, you need to stay a month or two where we can visit more places. But a little bit is better than nothing. So I appreciate you taking time to come over to help us. We were in the service in St. Mark last March. I wish we stayed longer. You know, we had a very good gathering there. Of course, we have this kind of meeting at different places every year, every other year. So this year we had it in St. Mark. I wasn't able to be there for the whole service, but we had a little glimpse of it. Brother Gordon was able to speak. We have that video. I was watching you preaching over there. So the Lord really blessed us. And the day we left, they had a water baptism service. They baptized 400 in water. And no need to say that the Lord is moving in Haiti. He's moving. He's moving not only in our services, but he's moving in the whole nation. You know, something took place not too long ago, Brother Gordon. The president of Haiti, the new president we have, he went to a Christian church. He went to attend the service there, and he stayed there for the whole service. And there make room for him to say a few words. So when he got up, I thought he was going to talk about, you know, all the things. But when he got up, he said, the reason why I become the president of Haiti is because, no, he said, I become the president of Haiti not because I'm a great politician. He said, there is greater man that I know in Haiti who would become president of Haiti. But he said, I am the president of Haiti today is because of God. God allowed me to become the president of Haiti. And he went on, he said some other words. And then at the end, they asked him, what your last word would be for the nation? He said, my last word today, I want Jesus to take over the nation. I'm telling you, that was what I was greatly blessed. You know, just heard him, you know, say something like that. Because I know where I come from. You know, I know what used to happen in the early days. I know those politician men don't have nothing to do, you know, with Christ, with Christianity. But I'm glad that the Lord allowed us to have a man. I don't mean he's altogether honest. I don't mean that. But just hear him, you know, say something like that in public. He was on the TV. You know, he was in television. He made that statement. So I'm glad the Lord is moving in different area, different angles in the island. So keep praying. We're getting somewhere. We're reaching, you know, out. We gain some ground because 40, 50 years ago, you wouldn't see, you know, what we're seeing happening in Haiti right now. God is shaking the nation. God is blessing Haiti. We do know that there is different things happening, like I said, but I'm not in the negative area. I don't want to talk negatively concerning Haiti. I want to say positive things concerning Haiti because I want to see the nation change. And I know the only thing that can change a nation, I don't care if it's in Haiti or anywhere around the world, is Jesus. Jesus can change the nation. Jesus can change the people. Jesus can change the king. We are serving a God who is able to do anything we can think that he would do. He would go even above of our imagination. So let's serve this great God. I don't care what the people do, but let's keep it on. Keep serving the Lord. I know people today, instead of going forward, they kind of go backward. You know, they don't want to come to church like they used to be anymore. But you, that the Lord give you desire, you know, to serve him, keep on serving him. The Lord that, those that the Lord called to serve him, listen to his voice and serve him. You'll be blessed. Be blessed. I don't want to keep you too long, but let me take you to one scripture. I heard some good teaching this morning. I'm blessed to hear all of those great words from you this morning. Appreciate that so much. But I'll take you to one scripture. It is Psalm 78. I was reading the other day about it. He said, verse 1 and 2, maybe up to 3. He said, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will up dark saying of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide it, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done." I believe today we have a great responsibility. We know that this scripture was not dealing directly to me or you, but those Bible verses has to do with us also today, because we are God's children. We are God's people. You know, God always looking, searching to find a people, you know, that he would call his people. This particular chapter here was dealing with the nation of Israel, who turned, you know, their back against God. They were rebellious toward God. So we know all of that. But my prayer is that God is always glad to have a people that will call by his name. We do know that God created the world. He created everybody which is in the world. But God is, after Adam, we were talking about Adam this morning. After Adam disobeyed God, you know, went on to do exactly what God told him not to do, and he lost connection. He lost fellowship with God. And to me, Adam was in very, touchy situation. When you lost God communion, you lost God fellowship, you in hell. You're not in peace. You don't have no joy. You don't have no happiness, in life, because your soul, I don't mean that Adam was dead, right away. Like God said, if you eat of the tree, you shall die. We do know that Adam did not die physically that day, the moment that he done what God told him not do, but he lost fellowship. That's why he meant he lost fellowship with God. He lost, that blessed connection he has with God. Because when you have connection with God, you can do things that you never imagined that you can do. God in your life make a great difference. Things can happen. Think about the thing you was talking this morning. Adam was the most intelligent guy to know all of those names, to give to all, everything that was created, But Adam lost all of that. And because of that, to make a long history short, we know that God had to wait until he called a man by the name of Abraham. Well, of course, he was Abraham first. And then he called him, would say from nowhere. Abraham was not serving God, but he knows about God. But he has a desire, to reaching out for something like me. I was reaching out for somebody, for something, another God I didn't even know about. But suddenly God called me. He saved my life. He forgave my sins. So God called Abraham, and he started out with Abraham. And from that one start, God had a people that he called his people. And we all know that Israel came from the step that Abraham made. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he made that step by faith. So we have to have faith today. If we have to go anywhere, Pastor Gordon, you and I need to have faith. And faith in God, not in faith what we see around us, but faith in God who called us. God called us. We're not here by chance or by accident, but God called us to call his own, to serve him, to do his will. So Israel become a nation that God called his own. But unfortunately, God nation, Israel, turned their back toward God. So in this chapter here, that went on for so long, and God has to leave something here, he said, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth." We have to listen to God. We have to listen to God's word. We have to obey God's word. In other words, we have to cooperate with God. If you're not cooperating with God, your life will messed up. Today we don't see God, but we have a ministry. We have ministers that God called. He said Christ went on high, and he set captive free, and he gave gifts to men. I respect Brother Gordon. He's a gifted man. He has great gift in his life. When he come to Haiti, he spoke, he preached in our services. We bless, we receive a lot of knowledge from him. He bless the country. He blessed the congregations. He blessed wherever he goes because God and his life. So we have to pay attention to what God say, you know, through his people that he called today to work for him. I do know that God is not in the street. I will not see Jesus walking in Kaiser Street, but I can see Brother Gordon. I can come to listen to Brother Gordon. Brother Gordon is teaching God's word. His wife is teaching God's word. So when you come to listen to God, even though you don't see him. But by faith, we know that he is a God that is moving. He's moving in his people. He's moving in the church. He's moving in his ministries. We have to pay attention. And he said, I will open my mouth. God talking in parable. I will utter the dark saying of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. You know, we have to have someone come to tell us what happened, what took place before us. This is our responsibility today, to tell the young ones about God. We have to tell what we know. We have to tell them what we learn, because we are in the position where we can learn from God. And as much as we learn, it is as much as we grow up to the knowledge of God. And when we get to the knowledge of God, our life is going to be changed. You know, the way that we used to live going to be changed. Our belief going to change. Our conception going to be changed because of what we're receiving from the Word of God. So we cannot hide everything to our people. We have to preach them. You have to teach them. Because if we not, there are things they will not be able to learn, to know. We will not hide them from their children. That will be the children and the children of the old. We have to tell them. Tell them what? Tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord. Many people don't know too much about God's praises today because nobody tell them. They don't tell them. They just tell them what they feel like it is good to do. We don't want to be criticized. We don't want to criticize anybody, but we don't teach people correctly how to do things. And because of that, they unlearn. They don't know too much. And I believe our leaders are responsible because they don't take, you know, position to teach the people the way that they have to go, the way they have to approach God. We can't approach God without worshiping him. In different times, different places in the Bible, before Jesus do anything to people, they worship him. I remember that lady, she came to Jesus. She said, Master, my daughter is sick, and she need to be delivered because she possessed of evil spirit. And the Bible said that before she even tell what she needed to say to Jesus, she worshiped him. Today we just want to grab and go. We just want Jesus to do things for us. But we don't take time to worship him, to praise him, to thank him. He done so much for us. We need to bless him. Acknowledge his grace, his the moment of deliverance in our lives. So we have to tell them to praise him. You know, someplace if you raise your hands, you know, if you say hallelujah, bless the Lord, you're out of order. We need to teach them, Brother Gordon. Teach them how to praise the Lord. What the next verse say? Verse 5. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed the law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. You know, the children of Israel has the law of Moses. They had to follow. They had to keep the law, keep up the law. They have to serve the Lord according to the law that the Lord gave to Moses. They need to obey the law of God. So we need to obey. We're not under the law of Moses anymore because Jesus combined everything together, you know, to our days today. So we still under law. We are under the law of Christ. We have to serve Christ, obey Christ. You know, whatever the Lord tell him to give us, we need to obey and receive them because they two work together. The two become one, you know, to save the world, to give a chance to this world to come to the knowledge of the Son of God. So we're glad that we received him. We accepted him as our Savior, our Master, and our loved one. So Jacob is supposed to establish the testimony. There is a testimony the people need to know. There is a way of the Lord we have to follow. And if you read this chapter, go down, they neglect to acknowledge the miracles that the Lord performed, you know, for them to be where they were. The Lord took them from Egypt, you know, the Red Sea, opened up the Red Sea for them right before their face. And the Bible said that they crossed over on dry feet. What a God we serve. You know that never happened since then, Pastor Gordon. That was the greatest miracle that God ever performed on the eyes. You know, they need to believe that. You know, accept that as a great blessing in their life. But they neglect to do that. Beside that, he opened up the Jordan right before them. They crossed the Jordan, but they're still complaining and murmuring, you know, in the wilderness. Thought that God is not enough. You know, God is not able to supply to their needs. Even though Moses prayed, Moses intervened and asked God to bless them. The Bible said that he make water come up of the rock which was over in the wilderness. All of those things happening right in their face. But yet, they turned their back toward God. So God give him a chance today. God give him a chance to us as the Gentile. We have the gospel today. The gospel stay alive. They rejected Christ. They didn't accept Christ. But thank God, John said to those, you know, who receive him. He said he came to his own. They receive him not. But to those who receive him, referring to the Gentile, we have a chance to receive God. And since then, the gospel being in our hands. So we need working our way around. So the time may come, we will bring the Jews to the jealousies. Like Paul said that in Romans the 11th chapter. You know, will God, when they see God in our lives, when they see God moving in our ministry, and then they'll cry out to him. They'll say, Hosanna, Hosanna, bless those who come into the name of the Lord. So we need to work as we can. We need to tell the generation after generation that Christ is alive today. He's alive not only in heaven, but he's alive in our own life, in the church, in this ministry. God is still moving. So let's believe God and keep telling the good news of the gospel. We're not telling them about the law of Moses altogether. But we're telling them about Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is the Savior. He is our coming King today. We cannot hide it, but we have to tell him like it is. And then if they listen, God will bless them and deliver them and bless our land. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come today to worship you, to think about your word. Pray that you bless this congregation. This was always my prayer. You will come and go and tell the people to come to serve you, come to worship you. If people in Kaiser would know, you know, acknowledge what's taking place here, all of them would come here to worship you and serve you. But unfortunately, their eyes are not open. Their heart are not open. Open their eyes. Open their heart, Father God, that they can come and know you, accept you, and serve you in a great measure. We thank you for your word. In thy name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Brother Gordon. I appreciate it. Thank you.